And you're in for a special treat. It's Short Sermon Sunday. Whenever there's a skit, the sermon is short. And I'm going to edit this on the fly because that kind of captured everything. I just want to stay with the special visitors just for a few minutes. These wise men who went in search of the newly born king of the Jews, as they said to King Herod, "We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." So let's just consider, just for a brief moment, what they teach us about being friends of this king today, this Jesus. Two things, really, I just want to mention. First of all, they teach us about commitment, Now, imagine for a moment the distance they traveled. This was a massive distance. We're not exactly sure where they came from, but the Bible says they came from the east. But the best guess is that they came from somewhere in Babylon, which would be modern-day Iraq. So if they came from modern-day Iraq, they traveled approximately 1,300 kilometers. Now, I happen to know, because I've driven this route many times, the distance between Fredericton, New Brunswick, and Toronto, Ontario is 1,300 kilometers. That's a long way. Now, for us, that's easy. That's a day and a half, maybe a day if you really drive really fast. But for them, it was a long and dangerous road. It was a long walk. If they managed 30 kilometers a day, maybe 30 kilometers a day, that means it took them 43 days. And then they still had to go back home again. So now you're up to 86 days of travel. Their journey is so unreal to us because it took such a huge amount of commitment for the time. And for us, time is one of our most precious commodities. We really hang on to our time, and we're usually pretty careful how we use it. We tend to have our lives divided up into different compartments, and we get frustrated when we become too pressed for time, especially the Christmas season. You know, the stress level seems to ramp up quite a bit because we think, oh my gosh, Christmas is in 1 week today. Are you nervous yet? It's 1 week today. And think of all the things you have to get done yet, right? So we get kind of stressed out about that. Now imagine saying, okay, I'm now going to give up 3 months and I'm going to make this journey there and back again. This is what they did. As they started out, did they have doubts about the accuracy of what they were going to see? Did they doubt their skill in reading the signs? We don't know, but they had incredible commitment to make this journey. Incredible commitment. So that's the first thing. The second thing we see when we look at them is inspiration. And their inspiration came from faith. Faith that they were going to see something life-changing and world-changing. The faith of these wise men is such a surprising faith because it comes from such an unexpected place. These were guys who weren't raised in this tradition. They didn't really know this spiritual tradition. This was the grace of God leading them to himself. Only God can get hold of people in this way and bring them from a distant land and lead them to take a very long journey to see the newly born king. But this is what God did. As Matthew 2 says, the wise men had a strong enough faith to go to the king and publicly ask about the Messiah. Not an easy thing to do. And instead of self-promotion, they said that they had simply come to worship him. They weren't there to build themselves up. They weren't there to blog about it along the way or upload videos or, you know, get on the Twitter account. It wasn't about self-promotion, which is what we see so often in our world today. This was about worshiping someone else, worshiping this king who was born, this baby. And Scripture also tells us that when they found the right house, they were overjoyed, One translation says they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. That's a lot of joy. So they were just, their lives were changed by who they found. And then Matthew describes the reaction. They fell down and worshiped him, and then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts. Now these gifts are beyond anything we can imagine. This is beyond the latest electronic gadget. It's beyond a new car in the driveway on Christmas morning. It's beyond all of that. These are gifts made for a king. Now, we often think of the wise men as mysterious, but kind of bit players in the Christmas story, but they're actually very central to the whole story of Christ. They show a depth of faith that was unknown at the time. It was a depth of faith that wasn't there for the religious leaders of the time, guys like me dressed in the robes and the collars They completely missed it. God reached out to these surprising magi, these magicians from the East, brought them and changed their lives. You and I can easily get caught up in religious things, can't we? The religion of the season, our memories of Christmas past, and all those things are great. But we can get so busy being busy that we lose sight of this real meaning of Christmas. And the real meaning of Christmas is this baby born to bring lasting peace between God and his people, to bring a new relationship that was being offered to the world, and the new relationship that's still offered to anyone who's willing to take the gift. So the wise men teach us really that God always draws the faithful people to himself. Those who have a commitment, those who have even a tiny bit of interest in him, get drawn. And God never leaves us empty-handed. So today we give thanks for these wise men, men who showed commitment, men who showed an incredible risk. They took a risk of faith. And I hope that this Christmas season, you're all encouraged by the story of how God called them and how God met them. The same call and the same promise of meeting is still on offer today. Amen.
Amen.